Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lyons. There's a time of year when everybody starts planning for that well-earned holiday, and that's precisely what our old friends, the Lyons, are doing. But as the man once said, never count your chickens before they're hatched. They may turn into ducks. And if it's an egg with a lion on it, it'll probably turn into a cuckoo. But then you must allow for a margin of madness in every family. Well, this morning, you're going to need more than a margin, because in a few minutes, you'll hear about something hatching with four legs. So let's slip into the garden while everything is still rosy.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, just think. 1 week from today, we'll be in sunny Spain.
Yes. Are you excited, Aggie?
Oh, why? I've never been to a foreign country before. That is, except England. Yes.
Hey, look what I just picked up. 5 airline tickets to Madrid.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling.
Yes, I can just see all those sweet senoritas waiting for me at the airport.
Get him.
Well, I don't like to boast, but the last time we were in Spain, the girls flocked around me like moths around a flame.
Well, you had no business telling them you were Frank Sinatra.
You told them that?
Yes, but Pop had to spoil everything by asking me to sing.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, you didn't.
I did.
You know, I'm getting so excited about this trip.
I think we all are.
Honestly, I've never been so furious in all my life.
Well, what's eating you?
I'm so mad, I could scream.
Barbara, would you mind telling us what you're talking about?
Didn't you read about it in my column this morning?
Oh, I'm afraid we've all been too busy to read the newspapers today.
Oh, the paper's on the back porch. I'll get it.
Daddy, do you remember a story several months ago about a horse that walked all the way from Kent to London?
Wait a minute. Wasn't he a very vicious animal who tried to bite and kick everybody who wanted to stop him?
Oh, yes, but really, he's not at all vicious. He was just determined to get home. He's really terribly sweet and very intelligent.
Are you talking about me?
No, we were discussing horses, not donkeys.
Just for that, I'll read the paper by myself.
Miss Barbara, wasn't his name Danny Boy?
That's right. And he walked all that distance because he got so lonesome for his old stable in London.
You mean he missed the London derriere?
Richard, please.
No, he missed certain people.
Oh, Barbara, what's wrong with him now?
Danny's going to be destroyed.
But why?
Because a woman named Jane Braymore left those instructions in her will.
Well, she can't do that.
Oh, I'm afraid she can, honey.
Say, Barbara, it says in the paper that you went over to the stables last night to see him.
Yes, I was there for 2 hours getting an interview.
You mean he's a talking horse?
No, Mother, I was interviewing the groom.
Want to read Barbara's column, Pop?
Oh, thanks, thanks. Say, is that Danny's picture?
Yes, that's Danny.
Let me see it. Oh, isn't he a lovely animal?
Oh, why? He's one of those big brewery horses.
I don't think there's anything finer, nothing better to look at than a Shire horse.
Look at the way his mane's braided.
Oh, he's much prettier in person. He's chestnut brown with cream-colored fetlocks. He's only 4 years old. We've just got to think of a way to save him. What do you think, Daddy?
I think I'll go to the office.
Oh, I've got to get to my office, too. I'm signing up 2 new clients today.
All right, I'll drop you off on my way.
Honestly, some people don't care a thing about poor little dumb creatures.
Now, Barbara, you know I love your mother.
Come on, Pop.
We've only got 4 days left to pack. Would you like me to get your suitcases out of the garage?
Yes, please. But don't let Skeeter see you. I didn't call you Skeeter.
Mother, all the afternoon papers are carrying big front page stories about Danny Boy.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling.
Aye, that should help a lot.
Oh, it already has. You should see the mail that's just pouring into my office.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I've got a story in our afternoon paper, too.
Well, read it, dear.
Oh, just try and stop me. The heading is Condemned Horse Ate a Hearty Breakfast by Barbara Lyon. That's me.
We know that. Go on, Miss Barbara.
All right. The groom in charge of Danny, Mr. John Owens, said he ate a large breakfast of oats and hay.
Well, how unusual. What did the horse eat?
Mother, I'm talking about the horse. Then he goes on, at 10 o'clock this morning, Danny was still eating. When he heard my voice, he looked up, gave me a friendly neigh, and then took a large bite of his fodder.
So wonder his fodder didn't bite him back.
Aggie, this is no laughing matter. Danny boy doesn't know it, but he only has 7 days to live.
Oh, Miss Barbara, I feel just as badly about it as you do. I was just trying to cheer you up.
Oh, I know you were, Aggie, but gosh, every time I think about it, my eyes just fill up. Yes, mine too.
It's terrible.
Oh, hello, girls. I thought I'd come home early today. Oh, thanks for the welcome.
What isn't that, dear? We've been talking about Danny boy.
Not again. No. Now, look, this isn't helping things any. Now, come on, cheer up.
All right, Daddy. We'll try.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Mr. Lyon, I suppose you'd like your tea now.
Oh, and a few sandwiches, please. I didn't have any lunch, and I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Sorry. Ben.
I'm very sorry. But now, look, let's face this thing intelligently. Jane Bramer has made a will, and no one can break it. Now, what do you say we change the subject?
Mr. Lyon, how can you be so indifferent? That poor horse is suffering.
Who says he's suffering? He doesn't even know what's going to happen to him.
Well, how do we know? I'll bet horses know a lot more than we think they do.
It's too bad they can't talk and tell us what they're thinking.
Yes, if we could only find a talking horse.
Hello, everybody.
You found one.
Oh, so I'm a horse, am I?
Nay.
Barbara, dear, I simply had to come and congratulate you on your splendid newspaper articles.
Thanks, Aunt Florrie. I only hope they help.
So do I. What a pity they won't sell him. I'd love to buy him myself and ride him over weekends.
Florrie, if you ever get on that horse, I'll report you to the RSPHSSG.
What on earth's that?
The Royal Society for the Prevention of Horses' Stomach Scraping the Ground.
Oh, go and pack the bags under your eyes.
Now stop it, you two.
Oh, hi, family.
Hello,
oh, hello, sir.
I just met Mr. Tom Brundle, my old scoutmaster, on the street. We had a very interesting conversation.
Good. At last we can talk about something else. What were you two discussing, son?
Danny boy.
Oh, fine.
He just came back from seeing him at the stables.
Did he say what Danny boy was doing?
Look, before you burst into tears again, do you mind if we discuss something important?
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 Why, you monster.
Florrie, I wouldn't talk about monsters if I were you. I have proof that you're Dracula's mother.
Oh, the silly old fool.
Now, Barbara, we have exactly 4 days before we fly to Spain on our holidays. Now, I bet you haven't even renewed your passport yet.
It won't be necessary, Daddy, because I'm not going.
You're not going?
Did you actually think I'd leave Danny while his life was in the balance?
Oh, I give up.
Daddy, you don't seem to understand. If I flew to Spain, even for a day, and something happened to Danny, I'd die. I just die.
In that case, you won't need a return ticket.
Oh, you're just like Daddy. You have no feeling.
Now, honey, come back here. Where are you going?
To see Danny again. Mother, do you want to come with me?
I'd love to. Are you sure they'll let me see him?
Oh, sure. Anybody can see him. His groom, Mr. Owens, is charging half a crown admission fee.
What?
Yes, he's making a small fortune.
Boy, that's sinking pretty low.
It certainly is. What right has Mr. Owens got to make money out of an unfortunate situation like this?
I'm going over there and tell him a thing or two.
Make that a thing or three. I'm coming, too.
And me.
Oh, wonderful. I'll drive you all over in my car.
Oh, no, you won't. We want to get there. Now, come on, everybody. You can all pile in my car. Imagine a man charging admission. He must be a real stinker.
Danny's in this paddock.
Where, Barbara? Where is he?
Oh, I can see him. He's way out there.
I thought we were going to get a closer look at him.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Danny! Danny!
Oh, look, Barbara. He's come to meet you.
Oh, he always does that. Hello. Hello, little man.
Little man? He must weigh a ton.
Oh, Barbara, I can't find that groom anywhere.
Don't worry. He'll be around to collect your money.
Hey, that's what I call a real horse.
Honestly, he's just as conceited as Ben.
Oh,
magnificent horse.
Oh, hello, Danny. We've heard a lot about you.
Danny, this is my father.
Well, I'll be darned. Did you see that, Richard? He took the handkerchief right out of my pocket.
Yeah, he's almost human.
Don't insult him.
Danny, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Barbara's mother, and I think you're very intelligent. And I should know, because I'm a brainy woman myself. Ben, stop laughing.
Oh, that's fantastic. He nodded his head.
Yes, he seems to understand everything we say to him.
Barbara, dear, you haven't introduced me to him yet.
Oh, sorry. Aunt Florrie, come over here so he can see you.
How can he see anything else?
Oh, go and put your nose bag on.
Danny, come here and meet your Aunt Florrie. No, don't be shy.
He's not shy, he's cautious.
Oh, Barbara, Danny kissed me on the hand.
Hey, you there! Oh, hey, Miss Lyon, it's you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Owens.
Oh, I see you've brought four guests along.
So you're John Owens.
That's right, and who are you?
I'm Ben Lyon.
Oh, I am sorry.
What was that again?
I'm sorry about Danny, but it wasn't my decision.
No, but I've been told you're the man who charges everyone who comes in here a half a crown.
Yes, please, just give me your money.
You're not getting a penny out of me.
I'm talking to your father.
Well, you're not getting a penny out of me either.
Mr. Owens, how can you commercialize on that poor unfortunate horse?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Don't you dare talk to that charming lady in that tone of voice.
No. And I want an answer.
If you must know, it goes toward feeding Danny.
Well, he still seems very hungry. He's just eaten the fruit off my hat. Look at him.
Oh, now he's got indigestion. And it's all due to your heartlessness.
Miss Lyon, I love that horse and he loves me. Don't you, Danny?
Hey, look at Danny rearing on his hind legs.
Get down! Get down!
Look at those hooves shoot out. He's a real boxer.
Danny, take it easy. Calm down, boy. Good boy.
That animal almost killed me once.
Once would be enough.
Just one more word out of you and I'll throw you off the premises, you old crow.
You take that back.
Look, I don't want to have any trouble out of you.
How dare you threaten this fine man?
Oh, Mr. Owens. You've ripped your suit.
Oh, no. My new suit. My wife will hit the ceiling. Now, look, remember, if any of you are here when I get back, I'll have the law on you.
Well, you tell it to the judge. I'm going to sue you.
And just what are you suing me for?
Using insulting language to a lady.
Yes, I'm not accustomed to that sort of thing.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not, you big ape.
Florrie, come on, dear.
And furthermore, you're an uncouth jackass. And Mr. Lyon is a perfect gentleman.
Oh, shut up, you old bat.
Sorry, Ben, we're safe now. He's gone in the house.
All right, Barbara, Richard, come on.
Darling, they must have left. I haven't seen them for ages.
All right, well, you go home with Florrie. I'm going over to see my solicitor.
Ben, does that mean you're going to try to save Danny?
I can't, Florrie, but I'm going to try to stop that jackal from charging to see him. Well, I'll see you all back at the house.
What's happened to Barbara and Richard? They should have been here hours ago.
Oh, the young rascals are all at that today. They've no idea of time. I think I'll away to the kitchen and make them some sandwiches. They must be starving.
Yes, well, all right, I'll help you.
Okay, Richard, the coast is clear.
Good. I thought they'd never go in the kitchen. Come on in, boy.
Danny, not so loud. We don't want Mother to hear you.
Barbara, do we have to keep him in the house?
Of course we do. If we put him in the garage, Daddy will find him. If we put him anywhere else, Mr. Owens might find him.
And we're cooked if anybody finds him. Keep your hooves crossed, boy.
Richard, where do you think we should hide him?
Oh, he's pretty big to hide.
Hey, I've got an idea. How about the spare room? After all, he is our guest.
Right, yeah. Come on, Danny. Up the stairs. Ow, she's on my foot.
Is that you, kid?
Hello, Mom. She's on my other foot.
Richard, that is you. Master Richard, you shouldn't laugh at your mother.
Come on, Danny boy, please.
Maggie, I'm going to find out what those two are up to.
Richard, quick. Switch the lights off.
Okay.
And I'm going over to Mrs. Wainwright's to get some cheese.
All right.
What's happened to the lights? It's pitch black in here.
Well, we're having a surprise for you.
A surprise? Oh, how lovely. Who's pushing me?
Oh, it's Danny.
What?
I mean Daddy.
Oh. Oh, so it's your father's idea for the blackout, huh?
Yes.
Well, why then?
Oh, Mother, he's got a present for you.
Oh, darling, what is it? Ben, answer me. Oh, darling, stop breathing down my neck. What's the present you have for me?
He's licking Ma's face.
Oh. Why, Ben, you haven't kissed me like that in years.
Now, go in the kitchen like a good girl, Ma, so Pop can wrap your present.
Well, all right.
And don't peek.
I promise I won't. Word of honor.
Well, thank you, Mother.
You'll tell me when you're ready.
We will, yeah.
All right.
Boy, that was a close one. Wait a minute. I'll switch the lights on.
Oh, good. Now we can see.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, come on, Danny. You're really going upstairs.
We'll push him from the back. Okay. Now, all right, Danny. A one, a two, a three. Hee!
Oh, good boy. Oh, you see, Richard? We're halfway up. Now, have we done it?
Oh, baby, I'm home. Oh, Richard.
Oh, hi, Pop.
What's that horse doing up there?
What horse?
That horse on the stairs.
Oh, it's Aggie.
Aggie?
Yes, Aggie and Ma. The club's doing a pantomime next Christmas, and Aggie and Ma are rehearsing in their costume.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it.
Oh, that's true. Aggie's the front half, and Mother's the back.
Now, suppose we stop all this horseplay. What? That's Danny. Bebe, come in here.
Well, Ben, well, what's the present you're giving me? Oh, a horse. Darling, just what I wanted.
That's no present. That's Danny. All right, now, kids, take him back to the stable.
Did you see your solicitor today?
Yes, I did. He stopped probate, and the case is being held in the high court.
What did he say Danny's chances were?
Pretty slim, unless we can get a witness who can prove Jane Bramer didn't own the horse outright.
Well, that she was really gone on the upper story.
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably my solicitor.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, so it's you, Mr. Owen.
Yeah.
Look, now, I know my kids took the horse, but you've got it back.
No, I didn't come about the horse. I wanted to talk to you about Jane Bramer.
Jane Bramer? What about her?
Well, I heard you wanted to get some information about her.
Well, yes, that is out of morbid curiosity.
Then you know she was nuts?
Well, not exactly.
You can take my word for it. She was as nutty as they come. She got so bad she took Danny into her house.
Oh.
Can you imagine anyone doing a crazy thing like that?
Mr. Owens, would you tell that to my solicitor tomorrow?
Certainly, Mr. Lyon. In fact, my wife threatened to leave me if I didn't.
I can't thank you enough, Mr. Owens.
Oh, don't thank me. It's my wife. I'm not a very sociable character. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Richard, I've never seen such a crowded courtroom.
No wonder the newspapers have been filled with this case.
Thank goodness, there are a lot of animal lovers.
You're right. I only wish that groom had given his evidence more convincingly. The judge didn't seem very impressed.
Oh, Ben, that reminds me.
Shh. Our barrister's going to make his closing speech now.
Millard, you have heard the evidence given by the late Miss Bramer's groom. I submit that this proves Jane Bramer was not in a fit state of mind to make a will. I therefore ask your lordship to declare the said will invalid.
Who's this guy, Will Invalid?
Richard, be quiet.
Counsel for the plaintiffs, the groom's evidence was indeed interesting. However, I do not intend to declare the will invalid on the uncorroborated evidence of one man.
No.
Counsel for the executors, have you any further evidence to submit to the court?
Yes, my lord.
This morning I succeeded in tracing the late Jane Bramer's twin brother, Mr. George Bramer.
Uh-oh. He's got a surprise witness of it.
How sneaky can you get?
Mr. Bramer has just flown here from abroad, especially to appear as a witness, and I haven't yet had an opportunity of speaking to him.
Well, that does it. He'll never admit that his sister was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, very well. Call George Bramer.
Call George Bramer.
Call George Bramer.
Call George Bramer. Call George Bramer. Call George Bramer.
Who are you?
George Bramer.
I see. And is your full name George Humphrey Bramer?
To be precise, it's George Humphrey, Mrs. Smith Bramer.
Daddy. Daddy, he sounds very peculiar.
Peculiar? He's as nutty as a fruitcake.
No, no, Ben. He's probably just nervous. I'm sure he's the same as I am.
That proves it.
Now, Mr. Bramer, you understand that your sister's will is being contested in this court?
Ah, yes. And I was very surprised to hear about it.
I can well believe it. Must have been a great shock to you.
Yes, indeed. I haven't felt so dazed since I was kicked on the head by a butterfly.
Silence in court! Silence! If I have any more unseemly jokes from you, Mr. Brainstorm, Bramer, I shall have you ejected.
Your ladyship. Is that any way to talk to a bereaved man?
Bereaved? Well, now this explains Mr. Bramer's behavior has been a little strange. No doubt he's been distracted by grief.
I have indeed. You see, I was given some very sad news just before I entered this railway station. My mother's only son has passed away.
Your mother's only son? But that's you.
The news is even worse than I thought.
Mr. Bramer, I suggest we get back to the subject of your horse's will. I mean, your sister's will.
Boy, he's really got that barrister confused.
Yes. Pretty soon he'll have him thinking he's the horse.
You're right, honey.
Ben, you shouldn't laugh at that poor barrister. You don't know how confusing it is to talk to a crazy person.
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the will. Mr. Bramer, it's been suggested that your sister's will should be declared invalid on the grounds that she was a little peculiar. Do you wish to deny this allegation?
I most certainly do.
Mr. Bramer, as counsel for plaintiff, I would like to ask you a question.
Certainly.
In your opinion, was your late sister as normal as you are?
She certainly was. In fact, we shared the same interests, like talking to the pixies and hunting elephants in the drawing room.
Millard, I am sure you have grasped the significance of that statement.
I have indeed. And after all I've heard, I have no hesitation in declaring the late Miss Bramer's will invalid.
That's mine!
Silence in court! Silence!
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Danny's life is saved.
Yes, and it's all thanks to you, Daddy.
Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Pop. After all, this must be the first time in history that a horse has been saved by a lion. Why, Aunt Florrie, I got all our baggage loaded in your car.
I hope you left room for Aggie. She's driving to Epsom with me.
Well, she doesn't take up much room.
No, I can sit in the glove compartment.
Richard, will you tell your mother and Barbara to hurry up? We want to get started.
Okay, but this is the craziest holiday. 14 miles to Epsom.
Well, I don't want Danny to get tired.
Oh, Ben, I'm so glad Mr. Bramer gave you Danny.
Yes, but I wasn't taking any chances. I bought him.
Oh, good.
Doesn't he look fabulous, Daddy?
Yes, sir. He's the best-looking horse in the world.
He answered you.
I know.
Oh, look at those lovely trappings and that sweet little buggy.
This is a Surrey. See the fringe on top?
Oh, yes, it's charming.
Now, come on, Skeeter boy. Jump up on Danny's back. Attaboy.
Now, Danny, don't shake that ribbon off.
Phoebe, what have you done to Danny's mane?
Well, I think it makes a horse feel younger to have a ponytail.
Oh, well, come on, let's get in the Surrey.
All right, darling.
Come on, Ma.
All right.
Daddy, hold it. You nearly sat on our lunch.
Oh, fine.
Now, Ben, hand
me that picnic basket and I put it in my boot.
I'd rather have you put it in your car.
Here you are, Florrie, dear.
Come on, Aggie. Let's get in the car.
All right, Mrs. Wainwright.
See you girls at Epsom.
I think he wants to get going.
Giddy up, Danny boy. Head for the open road.
You know something? He's got rhythm.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive those high-stepping strutters. Nosy Parker will look through the strutters at their eyes. We'll pop.
The wheels are yellow, the upholstery brown, the dashboard genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather.
Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
That was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, Arthur Lawrence, Fred Yule, Percy Edwards, and Wilfred Bramble. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hounsome, and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Rommel.
Thank you.